I'm your host, Dr. M, and you're listening to Aligned You, a podcast to assist you to truly be aligned through your body, head, and heart so you can reach your full potential in your own unique way.
Hey there, Aligned You listeners, Dr. M here, and welcome to this week's episode. This week, I'm super excited to be sharing with you all about saving your bandwidth for the important things. Now, what do I mean by that? Is that in today's modern day and age, geez, I just aged myself then, sounded like an old person talking. It sounds like my mum is channeling right now. But anyway, I digress slightly early. In today's day and age, there is so many choices available to us. And there are so many different options that we can take on an everyday basis that what it can actually create is an overwhelming choice. And we're wasting brain power on making lots of different choices versus automating what we can and simplifying. And part of the inspiration for today is actually the staycation that Ames and I were on over the weekend. So it was our first wedding anniversary last week. And to celebrate, we actually went back to the same hotel that we stayed at for our wedding ceremony, which we had it at a private dining room at one of our favorite restaurants, Amare at the Crown. And the reason why we'd had it there last year was we wanted to really have a celebration that highlighted the things that we value most in life, which good food and great wine is one of them in an amazing location. Definitely aligned with our values last year. It was a super small and intimate ceremony, but that's a story for another time. For this year to celebrate our first anniversary is that we had limited time available to us to be able to go away for a couple of nights. Now, what do I mean by that? We could have gone anywhere for the couple of nights, but we didn't actually want to spend a whole lot of time traveling. And that particular location is really special to us. So we also wanted to go there. And so it was a no-brainer for us to be able to go for a staycation, and our pooches, our furry assistants, our fur babies, most favorite babysitter was available. Thank you, Sally, for actually coming to look after the dogs. I think they were a bit disappointed when we got home, folks, to be honest. I think they were wondering where Auntie Sally had gone. But that's, a story for another time. There's a few stories for another time today already. But it was so interesting while we were there, because we were there for 3 nights and 4 days. And across those 3 nights, 4 days, it was so many choices as to where we could go for dinners and lunches and for drinks. And I am a creature of habit, folks, and parts of the reason why when I'm on holidays I become a creature of habit is it saves how many brain units I need for decision making. In times where I've got limited amount of time that I wanted to be able to power down, for want of a better way of putting it, I like to think of myself sometimes, you know, when you're watching old school movies where the robots are powering down and they go to sleep for a period of time, is that's what it felt like an opportunity to be able to do over the weekend, was actually to power down for a minute so that we could recharge and that I could recharge my batteries. I think I'd mentioned it over the last few episodes, or probably for the last few months, is that we have been super scheduled, and me in particular. The travel is back on, speaking gigs around Australia are back on, whilst also running our gorgeous integrative chiropractic practice and being hands on it. If you are following our YouTube channel, that is where I'm sitting at the moment, is in the podcast booth at Mitchell Road Chiropractic, which is my integrative chiropractic practice. And so I've been hands-on here, I've been speaking, I've been doing all the different components that absolutely float my boat. However, I'm starting to get a bit weary. It's been a minute since we've had a chance to have a proper holiday. And so I was well and truly due for a break. Now, when I'm on a break, the last thing I then want to be doing is having to use too much brain power to figure out where to next. And so one of the things that I really am, and it was reminded on the last couple of trips, is when I find somewhere I like going back there for a couple of different reasons. One is that I know what quality to expect. Two, I know what sort of service to expect. And three, it just makes decisions really easy, because particularly on holidays, is that I don't mind having the same thing over and over again if it's really great. And so that's what actually happened while we were away, is whilst we went to a couple of different restaurants, one of which was Love Fish, which our gorgeous friends own down at Barangaroo, and we went back to Amare, which is where we actually had our wedding ceremony and our wedding celebration last year. And both restaurants are phenomenal. And why do I love them? Is because I know the quality is amazing and we get wonderful service and it's right up our alley as far as what floats our boat, as far as a gorgeous meal and surrounds are concerned. And it was so interesting because one day that I thought, I won't bother either of them again, we'll go somewhere different, went to another area within the hotel that we were staying in, and the service was shit and the food was ordinary. And we were like, you know what, we're going to just call it quits after one drink and what we've already ordered. And we're going to go back down to Amare because the staff there are gorgeous. They recognize us. They really look after us. And they have this amazing gelato that we really like. So we decided we would go back there to have gelato. And also, so Anthony, the gorgeous, one of the managers there who runs the bar, just can take us on this magical journey as far as drinks is concerned. So it absolutely saves so much bandwidth as far as what I need to think about. Now, you might be thinking, oh, this is all well and good. Thanks for sharing about your staycation, Dr. M. What the hell has this got to do with me? Well, having certain things within your day-to-day that are automated that you don't need to think about can be really beneficial and crucial in many ways of creating enough bandwidth that you have more energy and creativity to be able to do the things in life that are important to you. So on a day-to-day, what things in your day-to-day could be automated that you're actually creating them to be far harder than they need to be? Another example I often share in my workshops when I'm talking about a buffet brain, which we definitely had at the hotel we were staying at because the breakfast buffet was sensational, folks, is it reminds me of a story I share, which is when I was little, my dad used to have the same thing for breakfast every morning. And this is in my memory of this is through the 80s, folks. So dad used to have two Weet-Bix. Not suggesting this for a healthy diet. Nobody take this as an example of a healthy diet. But he used to have two Weet-Bix. Back in those days, canned peaches were fancy. He'd have a half a peach from the can, and mum would also cut him half a grapefruit, and dad would then have black coffee that he used to have on a percolator on the stove. And that's what he'd have 6 out of 7 days a week. Often he actually had that on a Sunday too, but on a Sunday it might be fancy and it might have been bacon and eggs. But he did that every morning. Now, why is that a great example of saving bandwidth? Is because every morning he didn't have to get up and think about what he was having. It was just what he's having. Now, some of you resonate with that, where you actually had the same thing for most meals. There might be some variation. Back when we were little, is there used to be similar meals on certain nights of the week because it was automated. Not a whole lot of thought had to go into it. Mum didn't need to reinvent the wheel every night of the week. On a Thursday night, I always remember it because Dad used to, our family shop was open for late night shopping on a Thursday night. And so it was Mum's night off from cooking. Our dad cooked as well, but Mum on a Thursday night, Mum didn't mind a bit of takeaway. So Thursday night would be me and her, because particularly once my brother was in high school, he'd go to the shop on a Thursday night and Mum and I would have takeaway on a Thursday night. And then other nights there was consistency of what we had each week. Now, why do I share that story? Again, it's just as a reminder of understanding how overcomplicated are you making it? In life, whether it's what you're eating, how you're moving, how you're spending your time, are you giving yourself so much choice it actually creates decision fatigue and you make no choice in the end? I shared a few episodes ago about a client of mine who was so busy that when there was an opportunity to have downtime, it was too overwhelming to decide what to actually do with that downtime. And this can be part of our day-to-day in the sense of, are you creating so much challenge in your day-to-day that it ends up becoming to a point where you make no decision at all and you sit in a mem-like state where you're sitting there with a level of confusion? Where in life can you start automating a little bit more? And as I shared, is across the weekend when we're away, is I just like keeping things as simple as possible. And I don't mind going back to the same place over and over again. Recently, we were up in Queensland for a conference that we were actually participating in. And 3 out of 4 nights, we went back to the same place because we really enjoyed it. It took the thought process out of it. We knew that we could go dressed in a certain way that was completely appropriate for what we had with us. We knew what the price point was. We didn't have to think about it. We just could actually experience it and enjoy it. And the more things that we can do with like that within our life design, the easier it becomes and the more space it allows for the decisions that might actually take more brain power. Are you wasting brain power on stuff that could actually be fairly automated within your life? And hopefully that is making sense. I've spoken about it before from time and energy management, in the sense of we all have 168 hours in a week, and how you are using those 168 hours by refining how you're doing it can actually free up a lot of time to be used more productively. I hear a lot of people, whether it's clients or clients that I work with in the practice or with the corporate groups that I actually work with, is that a lot of people are saying that they're too busy to do certain things. But when you actually look at that 168 hours and how you're dividing it up over the week, it's amazing how much time we're perhaps not utilizing to the best of our ability. I know I put my hand up wholeheartedly and admit that, is there's times when I'm feeling a little bit more weary and it's just easier to get onto a bit of a scroll on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or anything that allows me to scroll versus using that time more productively. So one of the things that I've started doing recently, and I mentioned this in last week's podcast, is replacing some of my scroll time on Instagram is scrolling through Headway, which is an app that actually summarizes books. So whilst I haven't quite got back into reading yet, I sort of have, because it's a replacement. It's starting to automate. So part of my morning routine is it starts off with my day rehearsal. I go through my gratitudes. I actually set my intentions for the day. I set my three big tasks for the day. I give myself about 10 minutes to do some scrolling. That's just my waking up scroll. And then by 5:15 in the morning, I have to be on my Headway app. And I do 15 to 20 minutes of reading before I then move into doing a meditation before then getting ready to come to the practice on the mornings that I'm actually in practice. Now, some of you might think, well, that's very systematized, Dr. M. And I'm like, yes, it absolutely is. Because what it allows me to do is to maximize that morning time. And it's often said that the way you start off your day, by actually starting off your day right, it's setting up the rest of your day for success. And certainly that morning rehearsal is a big part of that, which I've spoken about in the past, particularly when we're talking about the prime real estate of your day. And when it comes to our life design and our time design, it actually then allows for our energy to be at a better level, so that as we're actually going through our days, our energy is in a state where it allows us to do more throughout the day. Certainly earlier in the year, I've spoken about it often and I'll speak about it often moving forward, is that earlier in the year when my hormones were doing dipsies and doodles on a regular basis, is my energy was stuffed. I would use the F-bomb there too, but I've already said stuff, so there's no need to drop the F-bomb. But my energy was stuffed. I was dragging my butt around a lot of the time, and it was making it hard to do the stuff I really love to do. So I can tell you now that my sleep is back on track and I've got some energy back, is that I am absolutely making the most of my days. I've also got an awareness, and we talked about it often, about the body stress score quiz. I have been checking in on my body sign signals a lot of late, because there's particularly over the last month, my body is showing some signs and signals it has not shown in a really long time, folks. And so whilst it's about 4 weeks of seeing these signs, is that it is now well and truly being tweaked, because if you've been following the Aligned You journey for a while and you've been following Be the Queen of Stress before Aligned You, and I've talked about how in the past, is that after long periods of stress, my body has accumulated weight quickly. And I've always, of more recent years, I've talked about how that's very much in the past and not the present. Is, well, at the moment, given some hormone replacement that I'm on now, is that my body has gone, woohoo, it can put on weight fast again. And so being really aware of that at the moment and reeling it in fast, because due to some hormone changes, is weight is sitting in weird and wonderful ways that it hasn't ever before, and being really clear about what do I need to do to reel this back in and to make sure that my body is adapting well to the stresses that it's been under in the past. Now, one of the quickest ways for me to be able to do that is to make sure that I have routines and rhythms around what food I'm eating, how I'm moving, the exercise that I have in place, making sure that I'm doing some weight-bearing exercise for my long-term bone density. All of these things add up and accumulate to not only where I am right now, folks, but where I'm going to be down the track. And the same thing applies to you as well. What areas of your life do you need to tweak right now? Now, if you've never done the body stress score quiz, if you are new to Aligned You, jump onto alignedyou.com.au. That's A-L-I-G-N-E-D, the letter U.com.au. And you can do that body stress score quiz for free. It gives you a breakdown of how well you are or are not adapting to stress right now and what areas you might need to actually give some attention to get things back on track. Highly, highly recommend you do that. If you haven't done it recently, I really recommend you do it. I personally check in on mine once a quarter at minimum, but also when I'm noticing, the more aware you become of this stuff, the quicker you actually pick up on when certain things need tweaking. And I sure as heck needed to tweak some stuff more recently, because whilst I got one thing going in the right direction, another area decided to go off kilter. And now it's about bringing it all back into center so that my health and well-being and vitality and energy can be in the, on the right track. So I can keep doing all the stuff that floats my boat and lights me up, which includes being on the mic with you guys. So your homework this week, Aligned You listeners, is check in. Are there any things in life that you could automate to save some bandwidth? What are you making more complicated than it needs to be? And is there areas that you need to tweak right now? I've mentioned it many times over the last few weeks. Now is a perfect time to be getting things back on track. We are coming into this particular episode will be getting released on the 6th of December, 2023. This first week of December, it's a perfect time to tweak things, because it's easy to make the excuse of, oh, we're coming into Christmas, it's a silly season, there's going to be so many things on, how could I possibly make change? Now is a perfect time to make change, folks. Is not necessarily being super pendulum swingy strict, but what can you start tweaking? Where can you make improvements? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater as we're coming into Christmas. As social events are on and different foods and more alcohol might be on the cards, what are you doing in the in-betweens? Because it's not necessarily just at those social events that create the issues coming into the new year. It's what are you doing for the next 4 weeks? And whilst there might be social events, how can you counteract that in the in-between so it has less impact on your system as you're coming into Christmas and you can really enjoy it rather than feeling a bit rubbish, tired and crook? That's your homework for this week, Aligned You listeners. Now, before I go today, my top five song of this week is Pacing by Tepno. It's a song that while we were away, it was like they were playing my playlist. We actually kept saying that. It's like they've got my Spotify playlist, which was really cool. What did I watch over the weekend? I actually watched Oppenheimer on Apple TV. It's a really interesting movie. And I always take those sorts of movies with a grain of salt because it's somebody else's view of history, but fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. De-stress and how did I decompress over the weekend? Well, that staycation did the world of good. I'm feeling so refreshed. Just getting a chance to just be for a few days with my gorgeous wife and for us just to lie still. We were very blessed with the weather and we just got to hang out by the pool for a few days, which I certainly was in need of. Quote of this week, well, it's actually a little prayer. It reminds me of my mum because she used to say this under her breath regularly. Usually had stuff to do with my brother and my behaviour, but that's our story for another time. And it was really beautiful on the evening of our anniversary and we were sitting up at Amare having dinner and we looked out to the clouds. It was a bit of an overcast night and Aim spotted the pink clouds that had rolled in, especially for our anniversary, which for those of you who might be new to Aligned You, is whenever I see pink clouds, it very much reminds me of my mum who passed and transitioned back in 2020. Again, perhaps a story for another time. But the little prayer that reminds me of mum is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And for my final thought this week, Aligned You listeners, I think that's perfect for when it comes to how are we using our bandwidth? How are you using your brain power? And are you using it in the places that are just recreating the same story over and over again? Or are you actually automating the things that can be within your life so that you can allow more creativity to move life in the direction that you would like it to be going in? Well, that's it for this week, Aligned You listeners. Bye for now, and I'll catch you next time. And that's it for today's episode, Aligned You listeners. Remember to hit the 5-star ratings and share today's episode with your friends. And be sure to join our collective on Facebook and Instagram at Aligned You. Look forward to catching you next time. The information shared on Aligned You podcast is of general nature and for information purposes only. It is not specific medical or personal advice. You should seek assistance from your healthcare practitioner for your individual circumstances. Any information provided doesn't imply endorsement or third-party devices or products and cannot provide you with health and medical advice.